You want to do some metta meditation? So we have had a vote for metta meditation. That's good. Anyone else? Any got a favourite meditation they'd like to do? Lynn? Oh, you were putting a hand up for metta. Anything else? Walking meditation? Talking meditation? Walking meditation. So you're happy to do some loving kindness meditation. Is that good? All right. Now, just to make sure that you understand the consequences of this choice before going in, I don't want you to like complain about the terms and conditions, okay? At the end of it, right? But the conditions is that there are no conditions, okay? So if we're going to do loving kindness, right? No kind of sneaky, may all beings be happy, except for my neighbour Cynthia, or something like that, all right? No, you understand? No sneaky exceptions there. I had one of my students in Sydney many years ago, this was in the old times, and he said, I can wish happiness for all sentient beings really easily, except for John Howard. He's the only one. I just can't do it. One of the monasteries, they had someone who was there as a student and who left very disgruntled for some reason or other, and she wrote a note to the monks in the monastery saying, please, can you leave me out of your metta? When you spread metta to all sentient beings, can you please put an exclusion clause for me? I don't want your metta. Mike's like, sorry, no, we can't do that. Okay, so we're going to do some metta meditation, and in this metta meditation, we're going to begin by doing loving kindness for ourselves. Okay, can you do that? Yes? I think you can. Yeah, because there are a lot of sentient beings in this world. There's like little butterflies, and there's all the fish in the seas, right? And all the birds in the sky. But you're one of them, yeah? And you're no less deserving of happiness than any of them. So that's what we allow ourselves to love ourselves. It's okay. It's not like narcissistic or anything like that. You're not saying that you're better than anybody else, okay? Right? When we start, we're doing loving kindness for ourselves. Why? Well, because you're here. It's purely a matter of convenience, right? You just happen to be the one that's closest. And because when we try to do loving kindness for ourselves, we're building that wholesome basis. And so we'll do loving kindness for ourselves, and then we'll do loving kindness for all sentient beings. We'll see how that goes for this evening. Okay. So we'll do that meditation for about the next half an hour. Okay. So sitting quietly, just letting yourself settle down into your seat. Before we start doing the loving kindness meditation, we're going to just spend a few minutes to get a bit settled and to set up our mindfulness in the present. So to begin with, pay attention to just some of the simple and obvious sensations that are going on right now. Just the feeling of the pressure of the seat as you're sitting there. The strength in your back as you're sitting upright. Notice the fact that you're breathing. Notice any tension in the muscles of your face, or your shoulders. And as you're sitting there, your mind will wander off, go off thinking about this and that. And that's just normal, that's just what minds do. So don't worry about that, it's not a problem. But just when you become aware of it, you just realize that, oh, okay, I'm thinking about this. And then bring your mind back to just focus on some simple physical feeling. It might even be just like an itch in your arm. It might be an ache in your leg. It doesn't really matter. So don't get too invested in the feelings of your body. Don't go like don't obsess if you have some pain or something like that. Just touch them lightly. Touch the sensations lightly. Feel them, be aware of them. Oh, okay. That's what that feels like. And you notice that just as when I'm speaking, there are gaps in between the words. It's also the case that when you're thinking, that there are gaps in between the thoughts. Normally we don't notice it, we don't pay attention. But now, see if you can notice that. See if you can notice the silence that happens when a thought ends. And then when your mind is reasonably still, you say to yourself the words, "May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy." And you just keep on repeating those words, saying them clearly, purposefully, distinctly. To begin with, just focus on saying the words. Don't worry about anything else. Just say those words to yourself. We're building the foundations of meditation step by step here. This is the first step. If you have any doubts, any worries, don't worry about them. Just come back to those words. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. Evenly, continually, steadily, on and on and on. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. And as you continue with those words, notice that along with the words is something deeper than that, something more subtle. And it's not the words of loving kindness, it's the feeling of loving kindness. And that feeling of love that wells up in your heart, full of joy, full of light, and it spreads out through your whole body. And soaks through your body like water soaks through a lotus flower. taking that metta that we're developing for ourselves and spreading it out to the whole world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. And shining that light out from the heart. All the beings in this room, all the people here, all the people in Perth, all the animals, the little creatures, fish, birds, worms in the ground. All beings be happy, right across the whole earth. And even into space, through the whole universe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. beings be happy. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. And then bringing your mind back to yourself. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. And then letting the words of metta go, letting the feeling of metta fade away. And so the mind just comes back to a neutral, empty space. And just let the mind be clear and still. And just before we finish the meditation, take a minute or two to check back and see how your meditation went. Remember how your mind was half an hour ago when we began this meditation. What kinds of things were you thinking about? How did your body feel? How was your mood? And then what happened during the meditation? The different parts of the meditation we did, mindful awareness, doing metta for oneself, metta for all beings. How did these different parts of the meditation feel? And what's your mind like now? What kind of peace have you gained through this practice? And finally, we can dedicate the merit of our practice. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings find freedom and peace and happiness. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, very good. So just if you need to stretch your legs, stand up and stretch your legs and so on. I was in Taiwan a few days ago and I was just with some people and I said, oh, I'm just going to go out, you know, I wanted to go for a walk. I said, oh, I just want to go out and stretch my legs. And they looked at me and said, what do you need to stretch your legs for? Aren't they long enough?